just gorgeous, gorgeous city. I want to thank our board, and I know we have a number of them here today, so a shout out and a wave to our board members who are here joining us, and to all of our corporators, without whom we could not have been here today to make this possible. And while the generous funding from the city and the state made this project a reality, it also wouldn't have come to conclusion without very generous sponsors and donors. So I want to thank Anna Alfaro and Marilda Gandara, both of whom you'll hear from in just a little bit, but they were the lead people out there helping us to raise funds, and we have not only met, we have exceeded our goal. So thank you so much to this generous community. And our key funders, and you'll see some signs throughout the building, they're temporary. We will have much more beautiful signs down the line, but Eversource, Marilda Gandara and Scott O'Keefe, Jerry and Tim Sullivan, Bank of America, the Ellis Gimbel Trust, the William and Alice Mortensen Foundation, Matthew Poland, and Trinity College. So thank you so much to all of our donors. When you walk in, you will see that you might say, well, where are all the books? And there are books. There's a lot of books. In fact, this is the largest collection of Spanish language materials in the entire library system and possibly in the whole state. So there are lots and lots and lots of books, but as Ada will testify, they are right now in boxes in the basement that she moved because our shelves are not here yet. We've got temporary shelves, and so we do have some books out, but not to worry. There will be many, many, many more as soon as our shelves are off the container ship they're on somewhere stuck in the Atlantic or the Pacific, so hopefully soon. At the ribbon cutting on Thursday, I thanked all of our elected officials, and I want to give a special shout out to Minnie Gonzalez and a special round of applause for her stalwart support. And we've had such support from so many of our elected officials at the state and the city level, including the mayor and Senator from Fara, but Minnie has been so, so dedicated to this project, and we're thrilled that she's here with us today. And before I turn it over to people who you probably really want to hear from, I do want to give a shout out to all my colleagues who have made this project a reality, including Graciela Rivera. And the entire Park Street staff, they have done an amazing job. Leticia Cotto, who needs no introduction. Rebecca Gonzalez, who is our Director of Facilities, and our entire facilities staff. Marie Jerry, Bonnie Solberg, Carl Fisher, who's not here, but he's the guy behind the scenes helping write all the checks, so he's very important. Brenda Miller, Russell Blair, Gilda Roncari, our security team. We've got a wonderful group of security officers here with us today. The IT team, the Hartford History Center staff, thank you. You go upstairs and make sure you see the exhibit because it's fabulous. Our library programming outreach team, and of course, everybody else that made this possible today. So with that, I want to thank you for joining us for this celebration. What a wonderful day. And now please help me welcome Leticia Carter.
Comunidad. Hoy celebramos conexión. Hoy celebramos el esfuerzo de muchos que están y que no están aquí para realizar este lugar. Un espacio de aprendizaje, un espacio donde todo el que entra se recibe sin juzgar. Un espacio que es de la gente y para la gente. Un espacio donde la oportunidad, creatividad e innovación abundan. For 93 years, the library has done what libraries are so good at doing. And what is that? Look around you right now. Today we celebrate community. Today we celebrate connection. Today we celebrate the efforts of many here and others who are not here to realize this space, a space of learning, a space where all who enter are received without judgment, a space that is for the people and of the people. All right? Yes. A safe space where opportunity, creativity, and innovation abound. Este espacio es de ustedes. Les damos gracias a muchos oficiales públicos elegidos que fueron reconocidos el jueves. Y si no fuera por muchos de los esfuerzos combinados de ellos durante los últimos 3 décadas, no estuviéramos aquí. Pero también hoy los levantamos a ustedes. Porque la voz de ustedes fue lo que mantuvo el fuego para esto que se realizara. ¿Ok? This space is yours. We thank the many elected officials, past and present, that were recognized, and if it had not been for their combined efforts in the last 3 decades, we would not be here. Today, this community is celebrated because it was your voice that kept the fire burning. Y ahora quiero, en el centro y presente, aquí al frente, gente en la comunidad como Lucy Fuentes, Liz Perez Valesky, Anwar Ahmad, Imelda Díaz, Perla Villescas, Perla, donde tú estás, te vi, por favor, ven al frente. Tenemos personas como Celestino Jimeno, Lidia, por favor, también. Las mujeres del Hispanic Health Council, también al frente, centro y presente, por favor, vengan aquí. Personas como Don Ramón del Mercado y otros negocios que por los años han apoyado esta biblioteca. Niños y familias como Jonathan García, que nos dijo que cuando él creciera, él iba a ser el dueño de este lugar. ¿Ok? Sí. Edwin García, que a los 10 años fue a una reunión del NRC a abogar para esta biblioteca. Nancy Pérez, que ahora tiene 18 años, pero en ese entonces, a los 10 años, nos dijo a nosotros, yo voy a ser la primera gobernadora de este estado, latina, ¿ok? Personas como Wanda Romero y sus nietos que bajaban del segundo piso del 740 de la última sucursal en sus pijamas los sábados por la mañana, ¿te recuerdas, Eira? A venir a buscar películas, a sacar libros, a sacar DVDs. Y todos esos niños y todas esas familias, esto es por ustedes y para ustedes. People in the community like Lucy Fuentes, Liz Perez Valesky, Anwar Ahmad, Imelda Díaz, Perla, Celestino Jimenez, Don Ramon from El Mercado, and the many other businesses who supported the library for many years. Children and families like Jonathan Garcia, who told us once that when he grew up, he was going to own this library, okay? His brother, Edwin Garcia, at the age of 10, went to an NRZ meeting to advocate for this library. Other children like Nancy Rivera, who at the time was 10 and is now 18, and she told us that she was going to be the first Latina governor of the state of Connecticut, and those were her aspirations. We also celebrate people like Wanda Romero, who her 7 grandchildren every Saturday morning would come down from the second floor of our older space in their pajamas to the library to check out books, use the computers, and just spend the day with us. So, gracias. Gracias por crear este espacio y comunidad. Gracias por la lucha y por este espacio. Que continúe fortaleciendo esta comunidad y ciudad, en adición siendo un espacio donde los sueños son realizados y se hacen realidad. So thank you all. Thank you for creating this community for fighting for this space, and may it continue to strengthen this community and city, in addition to be a place where dreams are realized and come true. Gracias a todos. Que